Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Thank you, Lord. We made it. It is time for all to come. If you have something that's burning on your heart, bring it to the altar. When we bring it, just leave it here. Leave it at God's feet. Amen. Right now is the time. If you care to come to the altar, you can. If you choose to stand where you are, I guarantee you God is where you are. If we should bow our heads, lift our hearts to God, the one that knows, sees, and answers all. All wise, thou art God. Lord God, we come, dear Master, as humble as ever taught to come, dear God. Father, we come, dear Master, first of all, oh God, thanking you, oh God, for touching us all with the fingertip of love this morning, oh God, and our eyes flew open, and behold, we saw a brand new day, oh God. Thank you, dear Lord, for a new day of mercy, dear Lord. Father, we ask thee, dear God, to let us continue, dear Master, to love you, oh God. Father, we know, dear God, that you love us, dear Master, first, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for just allowing us to call you, Father. Lord God, we come, dear Master, because we have no other God to come to, oh God. Father, we come, dear Master, humbling ourselves before thy throne, oh God. Father, you know, dear Master, every heart that's in this house, oh God. You know every thought, dear God, that's in this house, oh God. Please, oh Lord, just have mercy, dear Lord. Father, let every mind and every thought be on you, oh God. Not on evilness, oh God. Not on just mess, oh God. Please, oh Lord, let us look to you, Lord. Father, we thank you, dear God, for this service today, oh God. Father, we ask thee right now, God, to touch everyone in this house, oh God. Somebody, oh God, body must be racking in pain, oh God. But Father, we know, oh God, that you are God of a heal, oh God. We know, dear Master, that you are the doctor that never lost the case, oh God. Please, oh Lord, just have mercy, Lord. Father, there is somebody, oh God, that could not come out today, oh God. But Father, we thank you for social media, oh God. Father, somebody, dear God, right now, oh God, that needs you in the party. Because their bodies, God, is wrecking in pain, oh God. Somebody needs you, oh God, because the doctor has walked away. Dear God, it says nothing else that they can do, oh God. But Father, we know, oh God, you hold every one of our lives in your hand, oh God. Father, only you can say when that time has come, oh God. Father, we thank you for your power, oh God. Father, we thank you for your love, oh God. Father, you said, oh God, you promised, oh God, that you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that, dear God, to bless dear Master, the shepherd of this house, oh God. Father, continue, dear God, to touch him, oh God. Continue to crown his head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Father, continue to give him strength, oh God, to endure, Lord. Father, we know, oh God, this is not an easy task for him, oh God. But Father, through you, all things are possible, oh God. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask thee, oh God, to continue to bless dear Master. Bless us, Exie, oh God, wherever she is, oh God. Bless us, Carla, dear God. Bless us, Bella, dear Lord. Father, continue to give them strength, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for them, oh God. Father, please, oh God, just continue, oh God. Continue, oh God, with your hand upon them, oh God. Father, I know, dear God, that Father, things that could have and should have happened to us, oh God, did not happen to us, oh Lord. Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your protection, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we had 10,000 tongues, oh God. We couldn't thank you enough, oh God. Father, we ask thee, oh God, to continue to just cover our babies, oh God. Father, we know, dear Master, that you know, dear God, all there is to know about them, oh God. Father, hear the mother's prayer today, oh God, for their children, oh God. Father, please, oh God, just have mercy upon them, oh God. Father, we know, oh God, that you can do, oh God, that which we can't do, oh God. All we can do is just bring them to you, oh God. Bring them to you, Lord. Father, we know, God, that you have all powers in your hand, oh God. You know how to shake them, oh God. You know how to just put them in line, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask thee, oh God, to just bless the voices of the brotherhood today, oh God. Let them sing glory unto your name, oh God. Please, oh Lord, just have mercy upon them, oh God. Please, oh Lord, let them not sing, dear God, but no type outside fashion show, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Let the service be about you, oh God, and only you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord. Father, I may not know who they are, oh God, but Father, you know, oh God. You know who they are, what they need, oh God. Father, you said that you would supply all of our needs, oh God. Father, we don't necessarily get the wants, oh God, but Father, you will supply all of the needs that we have, oh God. Father, we thank you for that, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for saving me, oh God. Oh Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for it, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the love that you have for me, oh God. Thank you for the love that I have for you, oh God, and for my fellow man, oh God. Father, you said that we must love one another, oh God. Spite whatever, oh God. Bless my enemies, oh God. Bless all of our enemies, oh God. Father, we may or may not know who they are, oh God, but Father, thou knowest. Thou knowest, dear God. Just have mercy, Lord. Father, we love you, oh God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, let us be ready, oh God, when you come back for us, oh God. We'll be doing, oh God, but Father, let us be ready, oh God, when our name shall be called, oh God. Let us be ready, oh God, and we still be here when you send your son back, oh God. Let us be ready, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray, Master. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you the highest praise, Lord.
Disappointment in our lives, but we made it by the grace of God, y'all. You still here? Yes, you are. Disappointments come in your life, but God kept His arms around you. Say yes, I'm still here.
Everything that the scripture says, God did it. All that's computerized into our spirit, he did it. We got to thank the Lord for all that he has done for us. Because without him, nothing will be able to be done. But because of him, all things are possible. But we have to believe and have to accept Christ as Lord and Savior. We thank God today for himself, for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. Because without them, we could not exist. But with them, we can do all the things that he's commanded us to do, even this very day. And I give all honor and respect to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ. And those of you that here come to hear the word of the Lord, we thank God for you today. It's a blessing to hear what the Lord has said, and especially in the red writing that's in the Bible. That's directly from Jesus' mouth. And we have to substitute ourselves for our name only, not changing the word. See, if you change the word, you're going to be damned. That's God's word. You're going to be damned. If you add to it, you're going to be damned. But if you say it like he said, you're going to be blessed. And his blessing is beyond understanding. So oftentimes we say things, it's religious, and it sounds good. And sometimes we shout off it. But is it the word? Is it the word? We're supposed to live by the word. Jesus said, I'm meat, and you got to eat me. And even his disciples that he had trained for 3 years, they said, now, how in the world we going to eat him? He said, the meat I'm talking about is eternal from heaven, from my Father. It didn't come from the earth. So we have to always look at the word of God as our meat. We got to look at God's word as something that's beyond understanding. See, when Jesus, in the beginning, he opened the Red Sea, he opened the Jordan River, and these people crossed on dry land. He healed the sick, he raised the dead. Yes, all these things help us to realize who Jesus is. Yes, and when he worked all these miracles with his disciples, still and all, listen to this good, still and all, some of them didn't believe it. Even his brothers didn't believe it till later on in life. James, Simeon, and they become leaders in Jerusalem. Because later on they accepted God, their brother, as the Lord and Savior. And that's what we got. You know, sometimes we get familiar with people and we get so close to them till we don't want to tell them what's really going on. But we got to get out of there. The meek shall inherit the earth. Do you not know? I don't care if you messed up in here. I know you messed up. I'm going to come to you separately and talk to you because everybody in here is not guilty of nothing. You got to have wisdom in order to grow God's church. Got to have wisdom. You got to know how to address situation. Just because it's true, you don't just shout it out. You got to ask God for wisdom and know how to approach and how to address this situation. And then this is what Jesus was doing when he was teaching his disciples. And he told them all about these things. Talk about the Father. He come from the Father. And the Father sent him to tell them what to do and what to say. And he said, I did nothing but what my Father say do.
That's right.
Look, church, I'm not God. But I tell you just what the word say. I don't have no other knowledge about nothing. What the word say, that's what it say. Now, if I add to this word, or take away from this word, my name can be taken out the Lamb book of life, and you know where I end up at, in hell. You got to be very careful today what we say and do according to the word. You know, a lot of time, I go a lot of places, and I see even ministers get up and say, the Spirit told me to do this, and it ain't in the word. And I'm wondering, I'm sitting there wondering, Lord, I can't say nothing. I don't start no confusion. But the Bible speaks for itself. I don't have to guess nothing or figure out nothing what God meant about this. It's just say whatever he said, that's what he meant. That's why he said, woe be unto the scribes and Pharisees, you worship me with the lips, but your heart is far from me. So if you stay in the word, you ain't condemned. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those that are walking in the spirit of God and not in the flesh. Keep your head up. If God has saved you, keep your head up. Walk in the righteousness of God. In 17, John, he praying a prayer here. Praying a prayer for the disciples.
Amen.
See, these words, 17 chapter John, spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to the heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the works which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou hast givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou did send me. You may be seated. My works is finished. Now I pray that the disciples may be one, even as we are one. Church, substitute yourself this day. That's what the word. You don't change the word. Just substitute self. Jesus wants you to know today that he wants us to be just like him.
Yeah.
When he say glorify me, glorify thou me, that's the acknowledgement of his supremacy, his power, his fullness of the Godhead bodily, accepting of everything that he said from the scripture. Everything that Christ said. And Jesus is saying now about the Father, talking about the Father now. And he praying to the Father for his disciples. You know what? When we pray, we got to pray according to God's spirit.
Right.
See, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father today. Right now, he's at the right hand of the Father. The Holy Spirit is here on the earth to guide and lead and instruct us into all ways of righteousness and all ways of truth. He don't come and tell me evil. God, the Holy Spirit don't talk evil. Nothing but righteousness and peace and love and joy. Patient, understand. That's all Holy Ghost verifies, because that's what the Father was. Very peaceful, humble, meek-minded. And he did everything that the Father told him to do. He did that.
Amen.
And we got to understand that. When he said glorify, fix me up, Daddy, like I was in the beginning. Fix me up. I know I parted from you and went down to the earth and saved all those people that's willing and testified that I'm God, I'm the Son of God, and I died and I rose again from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Yeah, I did what you told me to do, Daddy. And you have given me all the power, heaven and earth. It's in my hand now. You got power over all flesh. Now watch this, what I'm saying. You got power over all flesh. The saved people's flesh, the unsaved people's flesh.
Yes,
that's telling me the God power, God authority rule everything.
Everything.
And you don't come telling me about the devil going to get me. I don't want to hear that foolishness. God power got me. He's living inside of me right now. And if you watch the way I walk, watch the way I talk, you'll see God living on the inside. A lot of times, you know, we always talk about the tree. It's known by the fruit of bear. That's scripture. But stop looking for evil in trees. Look for all good all the time. We had enough evil all the time from the beginning to right now. We had enough evil. We got evil all over America today. And we got to pray for the saints of God, not for the world. You got to pray asking God to help his children. Be kind, be nice to his children. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You only get that through the word. How in the world I'm going to teach peace and I'm a troublemaker? Think about it. I'm raiding hell every time you see me, but I'm preaching peace. That's crazy. I'm telling you just what God loves. It's crazy for me to get up and say how peaceful God is, and I'm raiding hell.
Yes, Lord.
That means I'm away from God.
Yes, Lord.
He said, give me power of all flesh. Mm-hmm. That it should give eternal life to many as thou hast given. See, we belong to God. God drew us to Jesus. Then Jesus, when we accept Jesus, he saved us. And Jesus bragging right now on the daddy, saying, oh, Lord, God, daddy, all that you gave me belong to you.
Amen.
They belong to you.
Yeah.
And all that belong to me belong to you as well.
Yeah.
This is what the Lord is telling us. When God saved you, you belong to Christ.
Amen.
You ain't the devil cheering no more.
Oh, no.
We need to get that out of church.
Thank you.
The devil is busy. Well, you need to get busy.
Come on now.
You need to get busy because the Bible tells me he that is in you is greater than he that's in all the world.
Yes, sir.
If you keep putting me down, I'm going to go down. And I'm going to pull everybody down. So we got to learn how to lift one another up. And sing joyful things, peaceful things, loving things to people. If you just teach good, watch this. If you just teach good all the time, when mishaps come, you're going to override good. You're going to override mishap because you don't see nothing but good. Because, see, Jesus is living inside of us, and he ain't looking at it because he done already washed us and cleaned us up, and he ain't trying to find no fault in us no more. Because when God fix you, you will fix. And can't nobody unfix you. That God ain't put nobody on this earth can unfix you. Once you get saved, sanctified, and filled with his power and his authority, can't nobody unfix you. We make God like he a common man. Like today I'm good, but tomorrow I'm bad. That's on my part. That ain't got nothing to do with God. That's me yielding the flesh. Yielding to the flesh.
Yeah.
But God did his perfect work. When that's why God turned his back on his son Jesus.
Amen.
On the cross, because he had took on the sins of the whole world. And God can't stand sin.
Amen.
When you get saved, let me slip this in on you. When you get saved, you overcome in a fault. If you make a mistake, you have been overcome in a fault. And this is what the book says.
Yes,
ye which are spiritual, you sanctify, you being kept by God. He said, go to that person and nurture him back to what he was in the beginning. Because we all brothers and sisters, heirs together with Jesus Christ. And that's what he believed. That's what he knew. That's what he understands. That's what he come to earth. Jesus didn't come to tell me to shout. He didn't come to heal nobody. He came to grant salvation to all people. And as he went along seeing sick people, hurtful people, harmful people, weak people, he said, let the weak say, I'm strong. Everybody in this church ain't got the same authority and same power.
Amen.
We got. That's why he said we help us one of another. If I'm a pitcher, I used to be a ball player.
Yes, sir.
If I'm a pitcher, I'm a pitch. What I look like behind the plate catching? I'm a pitcher. I got to stay in my calling. Whatever God called me to do, I got to stay there. And perfect my calling. I ain't just up here to say I'm Lionel, I'm Reverend Smith. I never tell nobody that. Anywhere I go, I'm Lionel Smith. And just got out. That's far as I'm going. I don't need no notoriety. I just need to know that I'm telling you the truth. Got to know it within my heart. I'm speaking the truth word by word, line by line. I ain't adding nothing. I ain't taking nothing away from God's word. And so what is eternal life? That they might know that the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. You got to know the Lord Jesus. Got to know him. And when I say I know Jesus, I got to walk like him.
Amen.
I got to talk like him. I got to act like him. You know how we put on front sometimes? If I'm up here singing a song and you get the shouting from the song that I sang, good lyrics and everything, well, you got to do Jesus the same way. When you know the word, shout by the word. Rejoice by the word. Live by the word. Make sure the word abide in you. Make sure the word abide in you. If the word abide in you, you can follow peace with everybody you see. I'm a minister of God. There's no way anybody, since I've been born again, can dethrone me. I know Jesus. He's living inside of me. Yeah, Smith, I get upset at times, but I cool it off.
Yes, sir.
Because I remember he that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. See, I don't lie to people and say I'm this, that, and other. I tell everybody I meet, I'm a servant. One guy told me, say, you know, you ain't no preacher. You're a good Sunday school teacher. I say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At least I'm teaching somebody something. I'm teaching them the truth.
All right. That's all right.
And I honor the truth. I live by the truth. I act in a way of the truth. I don't act in discord to what the word says. And that's what we all got to have faith in ourselves first. Faith in God, faith in yourself, and you'll walk right. Yeah, don't y'all get tired of people always saying, he ain't no good. He ain't no good. They ain't no good. I don't accept that me. I walk daily like God want me to walk, and I ain't going to accept nobody telling me I ain't no good. I ain't going to accept that.
Yes, sir.
Because God told me I was a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, and that's who I am. That's who I am. And you ain't going to make me be nobody else. I'm of the Lord, I'm of the kingdom. We got to preach God's kingdom.
Right.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The other books is the actual fulfillment of the Old Testament. Yeah. And the others is letters to the church to help the church to get straight or help the church fall in line. We got to know that. He said, I've sanctified thee on earth. Lord, I did everything you say in the fullness thereof. I have finished the works which thou gavest me to do. I say it all the time. I know people don't like it, but it don't bother me. They say Jesus is going to fix it. Jesus is going to fix it. He's already been fixed. It's been fixed already. And I can't fix what he didn't fix. When Jesus fixed everything, he gave his life for us, a ransom for our sin. And then when he did that, he got up out of the grave, and we confessed that he's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then we are saved too by on our confession of faith in Jesus Christ that he's the Son of God. And the Bible says you shall be saved, not might or hope for, you shall be saved.
Amen.
And I'm telling you today, please hold on to this. When God saved you, how in the world I'm unsaved you? Who am I? I can know all the word. I can know this Bible line by line, precept by precept, every word in the Bible. I can't do nothing for you but tell you the truth. Matthew the 7th chapter tell me, don't judge nobody. Don't judge nobody. And I got to stay in my place. I'm going to let God do the judging. When he come back, he going to judge.
Amen.
Now, that's what the scriptures say. He going to do the judging. I just live my life, live according to the word of God. And see, I holler about I want to be like Jesus. Then I got to follow the steps of Jesus. If I don't follow the steps of Jesus, I can't be like him. He said there, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had before the world was. Okay, when in the beginning was the Word, according to the Bible, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was also in the beginning. Now watch this. God, Jesus and the Holy Spirit is all one person. They divided the family when Jesus came to the earth and his seat was open. Jesus' seat at the right hand of the Father was open and nobody sitting in that seat. When Jesus finished his work on this earth, he went back to his Father at the right hand of his Father and took his seat. And then what he did, he told the Father, now send the Comforter back to them to keep them until I come back and receive them to myself. And look, the Holy Spirit living inside of you is going to hold you together. Stay by the word. For 400 and some years, we've been enslaved to mankind. Let's get enslaved to Jesus. He's going to give us eternity. He's going to give us eternal life where there'll be no sorrow, no nothing evil, no disaster, nothing but love, 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 love. And he showed his love. He gave up his only begotten son.
Yes, sir.
And when we believe in him, we know him. John said, one, the disciples said, one, show us the Father. Uh-huh. That it may suffice us. He said, look here, let me tell you. See, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We won. It used to bother me till I learned to just trust in the word. It used to bother me when they say, this is the church of Christ, this is the church of this, this church ain't no good, that church ain't no good, this church right. I said, Lord have mercy, what God is then? But that was man-made. That's judgment of mankind. But this church ain't no good, that church good, but this one ain't no good. That's man. God said, everything he looked at, he made it was perfect. He ain't made nothing imperfect. Now, when we fall off the balance, that's us. That ain't got nothing to do with God. That's us yielding to the flesh. But lo and behold, God made us just like himself. He made us just like himself. And when we've been born again, we just like Christ. And he told us to hold on. Don't be overtaken by every wind of doctrine that you hear. Now, I hear a lot of doctrine all the time. I just sit and be quiet. I ain't no troublemaker. I sit and be quiet. I hear people teaching all kind of stuff.
All right.
And I know it from Scripture. I know it ain't jailing according to God. I just sit there because I say, Lanier, you're not the author of confusion.
That's right.
You're the man of peace.
That's right.
Just go on. You read and study and take the word, put the word in your heart, and make sure you don't teach nothing like that.
All right.
You can't make other folks not teach certain things. You have to let the Spirit of God digest in them that they don't teach foolishness, but they teach together and they teach peace and love and joy and patience, long-suffering. See, these are traits of Christ. He said, I'm going to be back where I was in the beginning, just me and you and Holy Ghost. That's where I want to be. I had so much peace. I ain't never had no mishaps and nothing wrong. Never, me and you ain't never had a cross word. Think about that, y'all. Jesus and God never had a crossword, not a Holy Spirit, and neither one of them ever found, according to this book, they never found a fault in none of them. It was a perfect utopia in heaven. That's why Michael had to come and put Satan out of heaven, because he's trying to start a disturbance in heaven. And God told Michael, come here. Satan, get in my way. Get him out of here. And when John was on the Isle of Patmos, Germans, I don't know how they put him out there because he's teaching the truth. He wouldn't back up for nobody. And they put him, first they boiled him in some oil and didn't kill him. Next time they said, I'm going to put him on the Isle of Patmos so the reptiles eat him up. John went out there and went to sleep. And God started talking to him. And God told him, showed him from the beginning to the end. And when Michael hit Satan, John said, it looked like lightning flashing. He can't tolerate our foolishness. Let's get together with him and stand with him, stand on him, stand in him, and be just like him. Because we got that one day when he yet shall appear, the Bible tells me we ought to be like him. When he appeared to us, we ought to be like him. Nobody in the church here today ought to be holding their head. If Jesus come tonight, today, we ought not drop our head. We ought to look up to him. Y'all walked in the ways of the Lord. There's no condemnation in me because I walk like God want me to walk. We have to stand firm.
Amen.
When I was working, a lot of folks said, man, you ain't got to do this. Rome wasn't built in a day and stuff like that. You ain't got to work like that. I say, yeah, I'm working because I got to make a living for my family.
All right.
And I take stuff today because I'm trying to please God.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to take it, but I'm just being my manner. So God can continue to use me to teach his people what he said. In any book in the Bible, you ain't seen nowhere where his word was analyzed. It's the word was the word. He was the word. He is the word. He is the spirit. If we don't see that, We got to be baptized again by God. And now, Father, glorify thou me with all thine self, with the glory which thou had before the world was. Let's get back in perfect harmony. I want to be perfect harmony. I want me and you. Well, we don't even have a missed word, mishap, no negativity. What no? Y'all, can I tell you this? What no negativity in heaven?
No.
Until Satan messed up, and God got rid of him, cause he messed up. And look, listen, parabolically speaking, when we mess up, if we don't repent, God gonna get rid of you.
Tell it.
The Spirit of God lives and abides within you. You don't need nobody to come tell you when you're wrong. I got evidence from the book here. The Spirit of God in you. And what that's why I tell people, what you telling me that for? I already know Jesus. If you don't tell me that, go tell somebody that don't know him. He abides in me. He trusts me with his word.
Thank you.
And I don't never take on myself to say I'm this, that, and the other in the word. Whatever I do, I take the word as it stands. She said, I manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me. Good God, out of the world. Oh, what?
Yeah.
You mean the disciples came out the world?
Oh, yeah.
You mean tell me they worldly people? They hadn't been born again. They didn't know Jesus. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. God help me. He told it straight to them. He talked to them. He didn't go around the block and talk about them. He told them to their face. But he told them in a humble and meek, my manner way. He said, I manifest thy name on earth. I did to all men which you gave me out of the world.
Yes,
now, I'm going to tell y'all this. Y'all may not like it, but I'm going to come out the world.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Me too.
Yes, sir. I came out the world. Jesus saved me from the world.
Thank you.
I'm not, thank God, I ain't in the world no more.
Amen.
I'm worthy to stand up and depart the word of God to the people of God.
Thank the Lord.
It's God birthed you, I didn't. He saved you. I didn't.
Amen.
He just tell me now to go tell him what I say.
Yes.
But to tell him about what the book say now. Don't go with your. I don't want you telling what you feel.
Right.
Don't you get up there and tell nobody what I feel. I'm going to cut your toes off. Don't tell folks that what you feel. You don't feel, leave your feeling at home.
That's
don't
right.
Come to church with your feeling. Come with the Spirit of God. Open with the Spirit of God living inside of you.
Uh-huh.
Say all that you gave me. And now watch this. This strong him. Everybody Jesus saved, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And this fit us today. Ain't none been lost.
Amen.
Y'all hear that? But the son of perdition.
That's right.
That's it.
None. Just one.
Amen.
And it was testified and prophesied that the devil's going to happen. The full fulfillment of the scripture had to come to pass. And this is a new age now. This is a new covenant that God made with us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We stop crying about the devil going to get me. If you ain't saved, go do the Romans 10, 9 and 10. Because if you believe in your heart and to confess that to God, and you saved according to this holy word. And after you get saved, you got to walk therein. Do people going to find faults in you? Remember when Jesus and them were going to Jerusalem and they seen the pretty fig tree just pretty and green?
Yeah.
When they say, I'm hungry. Go give me some figs so eat. He said, ain't nothing on it, Master. He said, curse it. Watch this. If ain't nothing in you, you're going to have trouble in your life. Much trouble. And you know, you got to remember this. See, the battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. So I ain't going to fight you, me. I'm going to let Lord fight you. He got a more powerful lick than I got. If he hits you, look, you ain't going to get up. If I hit you, you'll get up and put something on me. But you can't put nothing on God. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's everything. I'm all in all. He said, the ones I called sanctified and kept, they kept my word.
Yeah.
That's what I want to believe in this church. Everybody go out and save, you are keepers of his word.
Amen.
When I look at you, I look at keepers of his word. I don't look like people that hypocriting. I ain't supposed to think like that. I'm a pastor. I'm supposed to have the wisdom of God. I don't never look at you as somebody no good. I want to represent you. I want to go tell everybody, New Scott Island Baptist Church is the church that God called. That's what I want everybody to see and believe. That's the church God called. That's the one he shed his blood for.
Yes.
Yep. Ain't nobody in there want to be this, that, and the other. We want to be where Jesus is.
Amen.
Want to go with where Jesus is.
Right.
And we have to prepare and work the work of him that sent us. Now, they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. God help her. Everything Jesus did, they say, can't no man do what you did. Even when he was in temple, got up to read the scripture.
Uh-huh.
And when he gave the book to the scribe or whatever,
yeah.
He said, what? How in the world? That man know all the little. Young boy ain't never went to seminary, training, them seminary, and he know all this about God. Where he come from?
Yeah.
And that he come from heaven.
Yeah.
He come from heaven. And we got to keep that in mind. God, look, if the Lord would just stay divine, we'd have had an excuse.
Yeah.
But that the Bible tells me ain't no cloak now. Since we learned the truth, ain't no cloak or covering for your sin no more. No covering for your sin no more. You got to believe it and go to eternity with Jesus, or don't believe it. And the Bible say in the book of Revelation, he say, the ones that didn't believe, didn't accept Christ as Lord and Savior, he going to be cast in the pit along with the devil.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to no pit. Well, I look like going to the pit, and I've been in hell all my days. Now I want to go into hell where don't never stop burning me. Everybody in here ought to have that mindset. What we want to go to hell for? He said, all things whatsoever thou hast given me, they know it's from you now. If I come here and somebody, per se, here and fall, and you got some nurses and stuff in here, and they check their pulse and say they're dead. If I walk down there and lay hands on them, say, in the name of Jesus, get up! And they get up, that's Jesus using me. That's all it is. It ain't that I'm so great. It's that the Lord just used it. It don't have to be me. It could be anybody in this building. Anybody in this building. I just use myself for an example, but it could be anybody in this building can have a faith to go lay hand on the dead and they should get up. Say, I've been given... For I have given unto them the word, straight word, which thou gavest me. Uh-huh. That's amazing, though. The same thing God told Jesus, he telling his disciples.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying that to us today.
Amen.
And we got to obey just like the disciples did.
Oh, yeah.
See, we don't just go up and pin the problem. Paul this and Paul that knows.
That's right.
Accept yourself as in Paul's place.
Yeah.
And the word going to talk to you.
Amen.
You ain't changing the word. You just substituting you for Paul. Not changing a word. I've given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. Think about that. You accepted the word of God. That means you're going to live right. You're going to live according to God's way of living. And have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. You ever seen in a group of people where somebody just had like lived like a sore thumb? And they wasn't bad, but they lived like a sore thumb. Can you imagine this? Sister Bear in here today, and all us saying we Christian, and her glow, just glowing. We can't look on her because the glow of God, the glory of God is on her, and we can't have to look on her. And can you imagine that, how the people are going to feel? They're going to start with resentment and everything else. But what she have, God gave it to her. God gave it to her. And we got to accept what the Lord do has been done well. When he made it and created this earth, he made it first class. Not secondary to nobody. And you know what I'm proud of? I thank God every day of my life for it. He made everything on earth.
Everything.
Then the last thing he said, let us make man. And that's the one made God shame. Man. That's why he had to die for man. Because man hurt his feeling. Man hurt Jesus' feeling. Everything he, and what he, look for, he just called other things in existence. But he made us after his image and his likeness. He thought a lot of us. And he took the best he had and formed us. Ain't that amazing? Now, can't we live like that too? The best we got for one another. If there's any sick among you, pray for you. Pray, then send for the elders of the church, and they'll come and lay hand on you and pray for you and anoint you with oil, and you shall recover. Why we don't walk by? I know this church pray with something in the mingle with our prayer. I believe sometimes we get selfish. Sometimes, we think that we it. We think we it, and if it don't work by me, it ain't gonna work. That's selfishness. Even on our currency, they got in God we trust. That ain't true. We trust in the currency, not God. Not God. We don't trust in God. We trust in the currency. And then we got to know that. We got to be, you think I'm, look, we got a lot of trouble all over America. And you people used to call me crazy. And I didn't fight over it. Because like the stuff that's going on in Washington, D.C., there's no way I'm not there. If I'm there, I ain't going to walk up and say, sir, you out of line. That's what I'm made up of. I don't care who you are. Don't preach to me and don't preach to them. I don't want you telling me nothing. If you can't tell him, straighten him out. You got respect of people. If I just preach against the ladies here, I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah.
In every church I've been in, 85% of all the people in there is women. Why you fight against women? They held you for 7 months, 9 months. They took care of you when daddy was working out, going out. And now they came, get up in the church and say, hallelujah, something wrong with you. And Jesus said, I have no respect of person.
Right.
We read the scriptures sometime and don't, and we try to interpret it instead of let's take it as is. The Apostle Paul never was having a meeting. And the ladies is there with their husband. And they was keeping a little noise. You know how ladies are. I know, no offense to y'all. Y'all will speak your peace, so I'll give you credit. And the Apostle Paul just turned around and said, ladies, y'all be quiet. And what we're talking about here today, when you get home, your husband going to tell you everything
right.
We say.
That's
what he did. That's the word of God. And we took it backwards. We started confusion all over the world by giving our opinion instead of going by what the word says. We got to straighten up and fly right, or we ain't going to fly at all. As I pray for them, I pray not for the world. Good God, what you say? This Jesus talking. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou gavest me, for they are thine. Huh? I ain't supposed to talk against you for no reason at all. Even if you mess up, I ain't supposed to talk against you. I'm supposed to come put my arms around you and hug you and nurse you back to where you need to be. And all that praying that, Lord, you go save this and say that ain't going to happen. We can pray all day about the Lord save them. Until you make that confession for yourself, you can't get saved. You got to confess yourself before you can be saved. Because if that would, I could have just lived like I wanted. My mother praying for me every day. Say, Lord, take care of that boy before somebody kill him. I'd have been in perfect utopia. But I had to speak for myself. Every person in here got to speak for yourself. And you got to do it as God. You got to speak about Jesus. And not about yourself. See, don't pray for the world, but them that you gave me. because they're yours. And all minds are yours. And thine are mine. Everything you got mine, everything I got yours. Isn't that amazing? You know, families, listen at me. We almost do. Families, listen at this. You are in the shelter of your family. You're supposed to take care of your family first before you go anywhere else and take care of anybody else. The Apostle Paul addressed that. He said, if you got nephew, nieces, son, or daughter, don't worry about them. They're going to take care of them. Get them the first preference. Now, but if they don't do nothing, don't you let them people starve. You go do something. You go do something. Just as the sons or daughters ain't doing what they're supposed to do, that ain't got nothing to do with your salvation. You go. That's your brother in Christ Jesus. You go and take care of the thing. We don't believe in that no more. He got to get his own. I got mine. But at Pentecost, according to the word of God, they say everybody's at Pentecost on one accord, one mind, one spirit. And listen to what they say. It said the rich folks that had plenty, they went and sold their possession and came back and gave it to the apostles. And they divided equally among all the people. And the Bible said what none lacking. Not one lacking. I feel bad when we ain't like that on earth here. That's what he mean by glorify me. I glorify thee on earth. I fulfill what you told me on earth. I did it all to the top of the line. I ain't miss out on nothing. And that's what we got to do. Just don't miss out on nothing. Just do it like God said, do it, and he going to bless us. He said, now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. Uh-oh. I'm leaving them now. Unguarded. But I'm going to send a conference. Don't worry, y'all. I'm sending a conference back when I get back home. I'm going to send a conference to you. And I come to thee, Holy Father, look at giving God the honor and praise. Yes. Keep through thee, thine own name those whom thou hast given me. Look what Jesus is saying. Once you gave me, Lord, keep them for me, Daddy. Daddy, would you keep them for me? And he ain't going to turn his son down. So they being kept by God that they may be one. What? Even as we are one. The word is so tied up and so fixed in life that me and you included in there. God include us in there. We got to be one just like Jesus. That's what all our works on this earth for. When we do it in Jesus' name, we be just like Jesus. That's the final result. Because the Bible tells me when he yes shall appear, we're going to be just like him. We're going to be just like him. I'm going by what the word say. I ain't talking about how I look or what I feel. I'm talking about what the word say. We're going to be just like him in order to get in his kingdom. Now, if you ain't like him, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for you, but it's open right now for you to get to be just like him, look like him, act like him, talk like him right now. Saying, see, and he say, I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name, those that thou gavest me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, now this is Jesus talking, y'all, was I with them in the world. Y'all understand what the world is? I mean away from God, away from Christ. See, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Your name, God. I kept them. And he said here, those that thou gavest me, listen good now, I have kept, and none of them is lost.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? If God saved you, you ain't lost. Now, there was a time in history where they'll get a clean sacrifice, offer a sacrifice on the altar, and the Savior, you'd be perfect for 1 year. After a year, you had to go back all over again. But when Jesus came, he did away with that. If you believe in Christ now, you're saved forever. Except the form of blaspheming. And what he said, you can blaspheme against God, blaspheme against Jesus, but if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, there remain no more forgiveness. That's Bible. So we have to take God at his word and believe his word, and he's going to keep us. He said, all you gave me, I've kept all of them. None of them was lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled, the prophecy may be fulfilled. And you know, if a guy prophesied and it come true, that means it's from God.
Amen.
But if he prophesied and it don't come true, that's from the devil. Or you ate too much that night and have dreams. I'm being honest with you. When God speaks to you, you'll know it on the spot. You're going to know it. You ain't got to go ask nobody. The Lord told me, the Spirit of God going to say just what God said. Ain't going to add nothing to it or take nothing away from it. Going to say just what God said. That's what the Spirit is here for, to do the thing that the Father and the Son has said, and be prepared to show you what the Father and Son has said through Scripture.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8.